Greetings, everyone. It is a delightfully warm day, 91 degrees Fahrenheit. We can say that spring is here. Last week at the Women's Enrichment Weekend in Springfield, Missouri, my voice became gravelly. By the time Monday morning rolled around, we were back home and my voice was nearly gone. Laryngitis. The loss of my voice was related to the coming on of a head cold. Fortunately, my voice has mostly recovered. Many years ago, my wife went through all stages of morning sickness when she was pregnant. She had to deal with awkwardness of a changing body. The bed would shake when the babies kicked as they were developing. And then she went through the throes of many hours of labor and delivery. After all of this, she said she finally understands the difficulty as to what men have to deal with when they suffer a head cold. We're created in a wondrous way. Our physical bodies are remarkably designed to serve us well for many decades. We're given an intelligence that allows us to seek out answers to solve problems. Some answers we seek are for our survival, and others are to optimize our well-being.
And of course, we read in Genesis 1, we read about man made in God's image, and God saw that everything was good. In fact, he called it very good. Well, when we were created, we were given emotions that cause us to laugh, to cry, to rejoice, to mourn, to give, and to receive love. Well, today we're going to explore the subject, the benefits of laughter, the benefits of laughter, because the Bible has much to say about our well-being, and that includes laughter. Now, many of us have discovered that not everyone has the same sense of humor. A husband asked his wife, "Honey, why did you marry me?" And his wife replied, "Because you're so humorous." And the husband responded, "Well, I thought it was because of my dashing good looks, my penetrating intellect, and how well I look after all of your needs and desires." And she giggled and replied, "See, you're simply hilarious." Well, my youngest brother, who may be here tonight, was a stand-up comedian in Los Angeles. And he's always ready with a quick comeback remark, sort of like our own Mr. Jackson. And 6 years ago, I explained to my brother on the telephone, I had an ear infection and lost most of the hearing in my left ear. And he immediately replied, "So you can still drive a car then?" My wife didn't think it was as funny as I did. Well, I inquired of my youngest brother how he handled humor in his family because his wife had a very limited sense of humor. In fact, it was so limited, as I've heard, that it's nearly non-existent. And sometimes opposites do marry. Well, my brother said he's required to go through detail and explain the background of a story before or a joke before he tells it. That way his wife can see the thread of the humor. And I ask him, "Well, how far back do you have to explain the scenario before he can tell the joke?" And he said, "Well, I usually start with, at first the earth cooled, and then move forward." So it has to be a thorough explanation. Let's turn to Proverbs 17:22. You know, a common definition of humor is the sudden condescension to the unexpected. The humor to a story is apparent then when the teller delivers the punchline. And laughter itself is a physical reaction to humor. Our bodies and our voices will shake. We perceive the sudden unexpected outcome. It's a bit like the rush we feel on a roller coaster, or maybe the shock when we plunge into cold water when we expected warm water. Humor is that sudden condescension to the unexpected. In Proverbs 7:22, we read, "A merry heart does good like medicine." Whoa, so the merry heart is like medicine. Ever sick and need some medicine? Well, it's telling us that a merry heart, meaning laughter, is good. And what about the lack of it? The next part of the verse, "A broken spirit dries the bones." You feel really sick if you don't have that sense of humor. 1993, a fellow by the name of Bill Moyers wrote a book. He was a well-known journalist, and the book was entitled Healing in the Mind. And he writes about a cancer-stricken man who decided he wanted to do something to resolve his cancer. And so what he did is he watched comedies all day, every day, for a year. And this was back in the days when you could rent VHS videotapes, you could rent the movies. And this particular fellow watched a movie by the Three Stooges, all of them, often, sometimes, several times, and all of the hilarious videos he could find in a year. And the daily constant laughter changed his body chemistry in such a way as to enhance his immune system. At the end of 1 year of daily laughing, he had conquered the cancer. That's how much it had changed his system. Reverting back to Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart does good, like medicine. Well, after learning how this laughter improved a person's immune system and mentally encouraged people, I decided, you know, I'm going to start renting movies. Now, this was back in VHS days. So every Saturday night, they had a special where you could get three videos for the price of two. So for $2, I could get three movies. And I could watch three movies Saturday night and Sunday, and it was uplifting and encouraging to be able to laugh so much. Now, that's a modernly, but anciently, the people of Israel, when they were a captive and they were returned home, in Psalm 126, starting in verse 2, they celebrated with laughter. They had great joy when they came home. Can you imagine being a freed slave? What would you do? And in Psalm 126, starting in verse 2, our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Verse 3, the Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Well, and that's, we can expect anytime something wonderful happens, we can laugh. One of the first mentions of laughing in the Bible is Genesis 18. It's a story, we don't have to turn, most of you know the story, about Abraham and Sarah. And they were told they were going to have a child. Well, Abraham's 100 years old. Sarah's 90 years old. And he laughed out loud. She laughed quietly to herself that it was absurd that at their age that they would have a child. And then they had a baby boy and named him Isaac. So it wasn't as funny as what they thought. My wife and I are in our 70s, and we're hopefully someday we'll get to the age of Abraham and Sarah. But we dare not laugh at the idea of getting pregnant for fear that we'll have a little boy named Isaac. Now, there are a number of scientific studies that confirm what the Bible says about the health benefits of laughter. And I looked up on the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, summarize the health benefits of laughter. And they put it this way. Laughter benefits health by reducing stress, boosting immunity, relieving pain, enhancing mood, improving cognitive and social well-being. And then they went into physical health benefits. Laughter stimulates multiple organs and systems in the body. It increases oxygen intake, activates the heart, lungs, and muscles, and triggers a release of endorphins. That's the body's natural feel-good chemical, which also act as a painkiller. Laughter can lower heart rate and blood pressure, relax muscle tension, improve circulation, mimic the effects of light physical activity. It also strengthens the immune system by increasing infection-fighting antibodies and immune cells, helping the body resist illness. All sounds good to me. Seems like a cheap investment there. In Psychology Today magazine, they write about how laughter causes stress reduction. And they put it this way. Laughter reduces cortisol, the body's primary stress hormone, by up to 36%. And they've done studies on this, even after a single session. This helps calm the limbic fight or flight response, alleviating anxiety, promoting relaxation. By activating and then cooling down the stress response, laughter produces a sense of calm and well-being. Study by Case Western Reserve University talked about the benefit of laughter as pain relief. They write, in their studies, summarized this way, sustained laughter stimulates the production of endorphins, that's a feel-good chemical, and endogenous opioids, internal pain relievers, which can reduce the perception of pain and increase pain tolerance. This effect has been used in therapeutic settings such as laugh therapy that help people or patients cope with chronic pain. The Mayo Clinic had studies on emotional and mental health for laughter. And their studies say that laughter enhances mood, reduces depression and anxiety, improves self-esteem, It increases neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine, which regulate emotional well-being and provide a positive mental state. Laughter also helps people cope with difficult situations, fosters resilience, making it easier to manage stress and adversity. Another group of studies by Case Western University, cognitive and social benefits. And they write, even brief bouts of laughter can improve cognitive function, creativity, and problem-solving abilities. Don't we like to solve problems? Socially, laughter strengthens bonds, increases feelings of belonging, enhances interpersonal connections, which are critical for mental health and overall well-being. Group laughter can be contagious, amplifying the positive effects on mood and social cohesion. And I would add in there, increases your situational awareness. When you have people around you laughing, must be funny. Okay, I mean, just a certain level of peer pressure. I better get with the program. In Psalm 37, verse 4, we read, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Ooh, I like the idea of the desires of my heart. And then it seems like that this next verse in Job 8:21, really like it would be sandwiched right next to that verse in Psalm 37, verse 4. In Job 8:21, it's written, he will yet fill your mouths with laughter and your lips with shouts of joy. So delighting in the Lord, having the desires of your heart and your mouth filled with laughter and your lips with shouts of joy. You know, it's really hard for somebody who's used to giving sermons to give a sermonette and restrict the number of verses. Really hard to funnel it down. So when I get after sermonette speakers for using too many verses, I understand and I forgive you all now. In Proverbs 15:15, all the days of the oppressed are wretched, but the cheerful heart has a continual feast. Oh, the word continual feast triggers thoughts of spending time at a buffet restaurant where every sort of food is prepared, it's spread out and available for your delight. Now, my elderly uncle in Florida goes to Golden Corral every weekday and twice on weekends. And he literally has a continual feast. But having a feast on humor every day would be uplifting and healthful. We're told in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. So being humorous, being helpful to each other, lifting each other's hearts up is encouraging to everyone. Again, the summary of the studies on benefits of laughter from the several institutions. Mayo Clinic put it this way, incorporating laughter into our daily life through humor, social interactions, or laughter exercises can provide a wide range of benefits. It supports physical health, reduces stress, alleviates pain, enhances emotional well-being, improves cognitive and social functioning, making it a simple yet powerful tool for all over wellness. The research of mankind about the benefits of laughter simply corroborate what the scriptures already tell us, that rejoicing and laughter are healthful. As we read in Psalm 118, verse 24, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So with this in mind, and knowing the benefits of laughter, let's all laugh and rejoice together.